Welcome, one and all, to the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast, where we share your stories of all of the questionable and incredibly entertaining decisions that you've made in life. Your tour guides for this amazing ride are me, Shit Show Shauna, and my partner in crime, the dazzling Diva. Now grab yourself a cold beverage, sit back, and celebrate the fact that you're not the only one out there making bad decisions. Now let's go.
Hey, Shoshana.
Well, hello, Double D. What's happening, my friend?
What's happening in your world this crazy week?
Oh, you know, all kinds of madness. But, you know, I sent you a text not too long ago about something that happened that I was dying to tell you about. You remember that?
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of texts from you.
So. It's true. You do. I do text you. You know, it's kind of like a conscious stream of thought. I just text you whenever I'm thinking about things. So I had something amazing happen the other day and I could not wait to tell you about it. So here's what happened. So I had to go to the post office the other day. I have my, you know, I run my own business. So I have my business mailbox at the post office. So
mail order brides.
That's right. So I went to the post office and I took Pickles with me because Pickles enjoys a good car ride. Okay. So I took Pickles with me. I go to the post office. I leave the car running because it was pretty warm that day. So I've got the car running with the AC going for Pickles and go inside. It takes me about 2 seconds to run in, check the mail, come back out. So I come out and I've been under a lot of stress lately, so I'm having a hard time concentrating and focusing a little bit. So I'm walking through the parking lot at the post office and I go to get in my car and I open the driver's side door and oh my God, there's somebody sitting in my car.
What
and I
the
was
what?
Like I was like, oh shit. And I slam the car door. Well, clearly it's not my car, right? So I slam the car door and dude who's sitting in the driver's seat is on his phone and he's kind of a big fella. So when I slam the door, I feel the resistance of clearly pinching some of the side meat in the
You closed his nuts in the door.
No, well, God, not his nuts, but definitely like maybe like a ham hock hanging off the side of his, you know, of his muffin top
not
or
a
something.
Ham hock.
Yeah. So my immediate reaction is that I yell, "Oh shit!" and I slam the door on this poor dude. Right, and the dude's just looking at me, and then all in the space of like nanoseconds, in my mind, I say, "Oh, that was so incredibly rude of me. How could I just like say that and slam the door on this poor dude?" Right. So I opened the door again.
Dude, so you circle back for more. You can't just leave well enough alone. No, you have to circle back.
I mean, this all happened so quickly. In hindsight, I'm like, who am I? This is terrible. So I open the door again and I look at the dude who's on the phone. Right. So he's on the phone. His car is running. And so clear. I hope he wasn't on a job interview or something.
Right.
I look at him and I'm like, "I'm sorry. Sorry about that." And then I slam the door on him again.
Oh,
definitely repinching the ham hock once again.
I'm sure he's telling the person, like, "I don't know, some crazy broad keeps opening and slamming my door."
Right?
Like,
yeah, I know. And I just, the poor guy, I had no idea what was going on. So at that point, I've gathered my wits enough to figure out that I've just made a complete ass of myself, right? So so I just like, you know, gather up what I have left of my dignity and walk,
which is none.
And walk back to my car, which, by the way, I had walked past to go to his car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't know what. And I wasn't on my phone. I just was not paying attention.
I don't understand how Pickles didn't call out to you like, "Rrrr, you know, like, why did Pickles let you walk by and not
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Pickles thought I was going to get her some treats somewhere or something. She just let me walk right on by. Yeah, I walked right past my car. And I will say, of course, when I told Clark about this, his first question was, "Well, was it the same type of car?" Well, no, actually, it wasn't. It wasn't the same type of car, but the color was similar. And they were both SUVs. So, you know, and they were both running. So I think,
okay,
I think
there's
his
that.
Car was running. It was a little bit louder when it was just
right. Needs a little tune up. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, of course, so I sheepishly go back to my car, get in my car and start to drive away. Well, of course, the dude pulls out right behind me. And so we're driving next to each other for blocks.
And you're trying to not look in that direction. Like, yeah. Okay.
Can I just live in my shame spiral by myself for a moment here? So
that's funny.
Yeah. But you were the first person I thought of. I couldn't wait to tell you, Double D.
Of course, that's hilarious. And you know what? We're on such the same wavelength because I actually had something happen that, well, it's kind of like mistaken identity kind of thing, sort of. I may be reaching. I don't know. But, but I'm going to
love it when you reach.
Fit.
I love it when you reach.
Yeah, I'm going to force
it. Especially when the reach is a reach around, then I really love it.
Yeah. And I will force the fit for the sake of my art. But I know it's been a while since you've been on the dating scene. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you and Clark still date other people. I don't know. But
well, if you ask Luscious Lucy, then we're still on the scene. But no.
Exactly.
So for our listeners, if you haven't listened to our episodes with Luscious Lucy, go back and check those out.
You're not even saying it right.
Oh, la 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 Luscious Lucy.
La 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 Lucy.
I can't compete. That's amazing.
Yes, yeah.
Good tongue control. Well,
thank you. Thank you. That's what he said.
That's right.
So I agreed to go out with this gentleman. This was a while ago, you know. I agreed to go out with him and I couldn't remember what he looked like. So, you know, when you meet someone, you're not really taking in all their features. You know, you're just kind of like, okay, they're acceptable on the eyes. And
okay, but
you're kind of.
I need you to tell me a little bit more about how you originally met, because clearly you met in person.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to remember. I can't remember if it was at the gas station. I'm like, wait. Because like I said, this was a while ago. And as I was thinking about this story, I was like, wait, where did I originally meet him? But I meet people like, okay, so this is the thing. Apparently, I look very approachable because people always like, oh, and I'm not even just saying in a romantic way, just people always want to interact with me. And I'm actually very introverted and I'm usually in my own world and my own thoughts, but people want to engage with me. And I'm like, dude, so I met someone at the gas station one time and I was dancing at my car and, you know, so, yeah.
And God, it's so shocking that somebody wanted to talk to me as I'm dancing all sexy. No. Was this like, what's the old music video with the woman and the gas pump and like, yeah.
No, I wasn't pole dancing. I was just doing a cute little two-step. Had to pee and I was trying to act like I didn't have to pee, but like my car was about to turn off. I didn't have any gas. I was like, okay, doot, like trying to, you know, play it off like I wasn't doing the pee pee dance, but I was doing the pee pee dance. But apparently some guys like the pee pee dance because then the guy's like, oh, yeah. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I can't remember where I met this guy, but I met him somewhere, gas station, grocery store.
We'll go with the
whatever.
Gas station and that he liked golden showers.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. We'll move forward with that. So, you know, when you first meet someone, you're not necessarily taking in all their features. You're just kind of giving them a once over and like, okay, you know, just assessing if this person looks like someone that's going to like bop you in the head and tie you up in their basement or whatever. And, you know, you're just trying to look for those things. So,
bop you on the head. Isn't that what the fairies do in all of the children's fables?
Fairies do not bop. They sprinkle. I don't know what kind of children's books you read.
Oh, no. What's the children's rhyme? Little Bunny Foo Foo?
Girl.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Little Bunny Foo Foo.
No, we are a Dr. Seuss family.
Scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. No?
No, we are a Dr. Seuss family. We don't know.
Okay, well, no. I that's the best I can do. But in that children's rhyme, they talk about bopping on the head. So I've always had a positive association with being bopped
with
on
bopping,
the head.
No, bopping's actually negative. It's negative.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so good thing you told me this now.
Yes. So I could not remember what the guy looked like, but I, you know, obviously he was suitable enough for me to exchange numbers with him. So we agreed to meet at a restaurant and meet for dinner. And of course I was late and he was early. So he texts me and he said he was at the bar. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I arrive, I walk in the door and I'm immediately facing the bar across the restaurant. And I'm standing there looking and like, it's like,
oh shit,
just straight across bar, like maybe 10 bar stools, bar chairs, high chairs. And so every seat was occupied by a male.
No.
And they're all very similar physical builds, right? And so I'm like, it wasn't like one short guy here, one tall guy, one fat guy. They were all very, very similar physically. And so I'm standing there and I was like, okay, what the fuck? And so, and there were no seats in between. So you think if someone's waiting for you, they would leave an empty seat. There were no seats. Oh, so I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do because I'm a smart girl. I'm just going to walk very slow towards the bar. And eventually, you know, the guy is waiting on someone, me. So obviously he's going to be checking over his shoulder periodically. Right.
Looking around.
To see if I'm there. So walking, I'm doing my slow motion movie walk. Dun, 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 dun. You know, like the whole bit. So a couple of guys turn around. They immediately turn back the other way. A couple of guys turn around, do a little double take.
Do the up and down, give you the up and down.
Yeah, so these are new potential candidates for the roster because they, you know, turn and look.
You give them your card discreetly. Yeah. Flip them a card. Yeah,
exactly. So no one turns around like they're waiting for someone. So now I'm like 5 steps from the bar and I was like, just go with your gut and just approach who you think it is. And so I move in and I just take a deep breath and I just approach the most likely candidate. I walk up and I say, hey,
hi. What made him the most likely candidate?
Just, I don't even remember. Just in that moment of panic, I'm just like, Okay. And remember, I'm only like, the way I'm positioned, I'm really only seeing like the sides of their faces at best because they're facing the bar. I'm coming up behind them. So I think just maybe his body type and he looked to be the tallest.
Okay.
And so I don't even just exactly remember, but something in my gut, I was like, I think that's him.
Okay. We'll go with
it. I walked up and I said, hi, how are you? He turned around. He was like, hey. So he moved his hand. He like kind of, you know, repositioned his hand, his left hand. I saw he was wearing a wedding ring.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, I mean, no shade to anybody else and what you do out there in the streets, but the married dudes are not my jam. I don't do second place. My grandma always said second place was the first place loser. So, you know, I can't do it. I'm not a side chick. I'm the main chick or I'm no chick.
And so, you weren't looking for a throuple situation.
I was not looking for a throuple. I was not looking for a Sancho or whatever. I'm looking for somebody who is single and available.
Okay.
So I'm about to go off because, you know, I can be confrontational sometimes. And I'm like, dude, like, this dude asked for my number and he's married and I fucking took a shower and put clothes on and left my fucking house. For the fucking married dude, you know, I'm pissed. And so I take one real close look at him. I was like, I don't think this is him. So I feel someone staring at me and I turn around. I slowly turn around because I could just feel someone watching me. And 3 seats down the bar, the guy who I was supposed to meet is waving and smiling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I turned back to the original dude and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Have a good evening. And I walked off.
So wait, so when you saw, what's this guy's name? Like the real guy?
I don't even know McCoy. Him a fake name because I really don't even remember his real name.
Okay, we'll call him the real McCoy. So when the real McCoy, when you saw him, did you recognize him? Were you that's him.
I was like, of course that's him. And it was even more ridiculous, the guy I approached, because I was like, dude, what? Like, what are you doing? Like, they looked nothing alike.
Did you feel like you were doing a police lineup?
I did. I felt like this is your first date. You're trying to make a good impression and you're, you know,
yeah.
And so I was just nerves. I don't know, police lineup or whatever. Just, I was just a bundle of nerves trying to figure out.
You know, Double D, next time you might think about going down the row and asking each of them to say, "Hey, can I pump your gas?" And see if you can pick out the right guy.
make out the right guy. Exactly. Because, first of all, why wouldn't he leave a seat in between? Like, that's just rude.
The ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, so that kind of relates to your story, sort of, or not really, about, mistaken identity, yeah. Meetups. I don't know. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I am really hoping that I never run into my guy from the post office again, because I think we've already spent enough quality time together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Though you gave him a good story to tell. Yeah.
I know. I was thinking about that the other day, and I was wondering, I want to know so much who he was on the phone with. And what he told them when that all transpired.
Right.
And I really would like to know what was going through his head when all of those things were going through my mind in such a rapid fashion. I was like, you know, to think to myself, oh, well, what bad manners you have. You need to reopen the door and apologize.
Let me reapproach, reoffend the gentleman that you've already encroached on his private space.
Right.
Yeah. So let me double down and do it again.
Re-squeeze the side meat again.
Exactly.
Poor dude.
And he went home with all his side gushed, all bruised up.
I know. I put a hurting on him, I'm pretty sure. Because first time, man, I slammed that door good. I was like, oh, shit. And I flung that door closed as if it was going to make it all go away.
Right. Let me close the door. I didn't mean to open the door to the other portal, to the multiverse. So I'll close the door and this will go away.
Oh my God. And it didn't. Yeah. But you know what? It made for a good story. So,
yeah.
So what happened with you and the real McCoy?
We went out a few times and then it just fizzled out.
Yeah. Petered out, as it were.
Yeah.
Did you guys bang?
We did not bang. We didn't even kiss. We didn't kiss. And we hugged after our dates, but there was never a kiss. And I wasn't like overly attracted to him anyway. Like he was, you know, he was just mediocre.
He'd do in a pinch?
Apparently not, because I didn't do him. So apparently not even in a pinch, you know? Yeah.
So were your hugs front hugs or church hugs?
They were, okay, thank you. I prefer the church hug, but he was very aggressive and he would like get a front hug and then he would squeeze real tight. And I'm like, dude, like you're not in eighth grade where you're trying to squeeze a feel of the boobies. You know, like, don't degrade yourself with this behavior, you know?
Did he nestle in with the hug, like wrap around, squeeze tight, like, and then nestle in?
Where my back is hurting when you let me go because you're pulling me in so tight. I'm like, dude, that's just desperate. Like, don't be that guy. That's not attractive at all.
You gave him some good ammo for that night. I guarantee you that.
But yeah, he was odd because then he would always send me pictures, not dick pics, or what do they call it? Not wiener art, but he would always send me pictures like on his way to church and stuff where he would be dressed up. I assume church because it was always like Sunday morning. And I'm like, okay. And then it's like, I have to come up with these jazzy comebacks, but I haven't seen you. So I don't really have, I don't care, you know? So, oh, looking good. Oh, looking sharp for the Lord. Like I'm trying to come up with all these, you know, nice, but I just really don't care. And most of the time he was waking me up because I sleep in and like, you know, hit me at 3 o'clock with your church pics because, you know, I had a late Saturday. So anyway.
Did y'all go out more than once?
Yeah, we went out probably two or three times. Oh, you know what? I think part of the reason we kind of petered out was because, Okay, so he was going to take me to see Batman, right? Okay. The Batman with the vampire, the fucking boring Batman. So he was going to take me to see that. But I was also leveraging another guy I really liked because I wanted him to take me to see Batman. So I was like delaying, waiting on someone else to take me to see Batman. And so I think, you know, so I had to cancel on the real McCoy a couple of times because I had kind of a near miss with the guy I really wanted to go see Batman with. And I think he just got tired of me kind of flaking out and whatever.
Gotcha. So, yeah. I love how you use the word leveraging there. Like, you're like, this is your portfolio. You're really trying to, you know, put your resources in the right place and maximize your portfolio.
Honey, diversify. That is the word for the day. Diversify your portfolio. Because if one of them is acting up, you call the other one. I'm telling you. Double D does not sit home alone crying. I'm going to call your backup. If you're not feeling up to it today, I'm going to call your backup and I'm going to see Batman. Yep.
Well, did you ever get to see Batman?
I saw Batman with the original, the guy I wanted to. It was so boring.
Was it?
It was boring.
I don't even know if I've seen it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've seen at least a Batman.
Don't watch it. It's the one with the vampire. It's not worth watching.
Okay.
So, anyway, but now this transitions us to my story about dating. So this is like mistaken identity dating. And then I have a story about just meeting people and dating.
Okay, let's hear it. I'm excited. I thought you pulled like the old like sneaky on me there. I thought that was your story.
Oh, no. That was just the intro to life and love. No. The story is the story.
You build the anticipation. It's thick.
Absolutely. Thick. Yeah.
All right.
We're a very complex podcast.
Yes,
multi-layered. Multi-layered.
We're like onions.
We are. Peel back all the layers. Yeah. So my story is about the time the Super Bowl was in my city. And so me and my friend, Anna Nicole, we went to a retired NFL player event. So mind you, I'm using the word retired, but think about the industry. The NFL, like retired means like 28, 29, 30.
So you're not saying these are not like balls scraping the ground kind of 80-year-old dudes.
No, okay. These are still very much hot pieces of ass that we're going to party with at this part, at this happy hour event, whatever reception.
Okay, so
the thing about Anna Nicole, she does not care about your age, your looks, your hygiene, like nothing. If you have status, she's all in. She's all in. She's very goal driven. Yeah, okay. She's very focused. So earlier that evening before we got to the reception, I wasn't feeling well. So I had been drinking martinis, but I hadn't eaten. So I was drinking on an empty stomach.
Not just drinking, but martinis. That's a rough combo.
I know, but the pre-reception was at some other people's, at someone's home, and it was this very wealthy couple, and they're very fashionable and sexy and so I'm fucking drinking the martinis with the people because I'm there with the beautiful people and when in Rome.
I love it. Don't get me wrong, I love I love martinis.
I know you, but you also know how dangerous they are.
That's true.
So by the time we got to the reception, I was not feeling great and I was like, shit, I gotta get something to eat. So I got a little nibble just to bring me back to life. And it made it worse. I was woozy. I was super nauseous.
A little pot brownie?
No, it was probably some stuffed mushroom or some crudité
cucumber sandwich.
Some shit. Yeah. So light bites, So that made it worse. And I was like, I'm going to be sick.
Oh, shit.
So I rushed to the bathroom and the handicapped stall was no more. I made a mess. And then I'm in there cleaning up because I'm not an animal. So I'm in there
So you didn't even hit the toilet.
I hit the toilet and everything else.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ooh, I was really sick. So throughout the night, I would leave the party and go throw up. At least 3 or 4 times I went to throw up. And
but then you're doing the ultimate puke and rally, and rally.
Shit, yeah. I would rawr, rawr, rawr. That's how I sound when I throw up, in case anyone wonders. what that sound was. So I'm doing all that very violently. And then I would stumble out the stall and I would splash water on my face and then rinse my mouth out. And then head back to the party.
Move down those eyebrows.
Move down the brows and head to the party.
Wow, I'm impressed. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been so proud of you.
Yes, I am a fighter. So one of the times, like after the third or fourth time of me running off to puke, multiple times, I came back to the party and my friend had met this guy. So anyone who knows me, they know that a lot of times I speak in hyperbole and I'm like, you know, super exaggerated for effect. But let me just state, I am being super literal right now. Like, this is not hyperbole. This is what it was. This guy that my friend introduced me to that she met while I was puking was at least 100. Like, not even like he was not like, oh, he's a mature gentleman, you know. I was looking at this man wondering if he was still alive. Like, no joke. He looked like a mummy. He was so old.
Like the crypt keeper.
Yes. So she was like, hey, this is Silas. And I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And he was like, oh, you girls are looking to get into some trouble tonight. And I was like, what the fuck? He even talks like an old dude. Like, oh my gosh. So he's talking, and I am smelling death coming from his body.
Oh my God.
So I'm already nauseous and I'm smelling like 5 squirrels that were chased inside his body by a skunk, and all of them perished inside of his stomach. And that's what was coming up out of his breath.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
Living skunk, on borrowed time. This guy.
Yes. Skunk. On top of dead squirrel, on top of like, what the fuck? Like, it was, I was like, literally his breath was blowing me back. Like,
okay. So listen, I wasn't even nauseous going into this conversation, but knowing the state you were in and having to smell this, yes. I now want to throw up out of sympathy pukes.
Yes. Yeah. It was horrible. So he stepped away to get us some drinks from the bar. And so I told my friend, I was like, girl, I have thrown up 5 times and my breath smells 1,000 times better than his. Like, what the hell? And she was like, I know, that's not even halitosis. Like, that's some, like, his insides are rotten. And I was like, no, his insides are D-E-D, dead. Like, he is D-E-D. Dead. He is dead inside. She was like, I know, but girl, he's taking me to the Super Bowl on Sunday. And I was
God.
So there's that. And she went to the Super Bowl and I had food poisoning all weekend. So I couldn't even get like, hey, if you take me, you got to get a ticket for my home girl. I couldn't even get the tag on treatment because I was
damn.
Yes.
Oh my God. Food poisoning is the worst.
Food poisoning is the worst. Yes. Wow. And the one weekend that our city's hosting the Super Bowl. So he came back to town, Silas.
Old Silas.
Old balls, came back to town about a month later. And so he'd already planned to take Anna Nicole out. Like I said, she gives no fucks. Like, if you have money or whatever, she's in. So she picked him up at his hotel and she said he was acting strange, kind of going in and out. He was sweating and just kind of like, just really seemed like he was having a medical problem. And so she's pissed because he's asking her like the same questions over and over, like, oh, what did you do today? Hey, do you want to get wine? Should we get a bottle? And like, oh, that's such a pretty dress. It's blue, your favorite color. So she said he's just asking all these things that she thinks he's like picking with her. Because, you know, sometimes old people will like just kind of pick at you because they think it's funny. So that's what she thinks he's doing. Well, then he's doing it to the waiter. And so the waiter's like telling them the specials and he's telling them different things. And then the waiter would leave and come back. And then he would ask the waiter like, oh, what are y'all specials for the night? Like, and she's like, dude, like, what the fuck? So he's just really out there.
Yeah.
So let me just say, not only is Anna Nicole, you know, about the business, she has zero compassion. Like, she's business and that is it, right? And if you're not, if you're not meeting the following the program, she's out, right? So they arrive back to his hotel. She, you know, she had picked him up from his hotel, so she's taking him back. And she's like, you know, he's talking to her. She's like, okay, see you later.
She's totally over
she's
it.
She's pissed. She's over it. She's pissed. And so he's getting out the car. And so she said she was about to burn out, but she just happened to look at the last second because he hadn't stepped away from the door, right?
Yeah.
So she was planning to be in motion as simultaneously while he was closing the door. That's how that's how ready she was to get out of there.
I love the visual, you know, like door's still open. She's peeling out away from the curb.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So she looked because thinking, what the fuck? You haven't closed the door. And he's kind of, you know, standing there. He's still talking.
Oh my God.
She sees like this huge boner. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, you don't even know where you're at right now. And you think I'm going to sleep with you? Like, so he's standing there with his giant honking boner. And finally, he like kind of stumbles back and closed the door. And she burned out. So I was like, dude, like, you're like, why didn't you fucking call 911? It sounds like he was having a stroke.
Well, and like, I don't know. I'm glad he didn't catch his boner in the door. That's why it took him so long to close the door. He had to back up the adequate amount, you know?
Yeah. Yes, that was probably the delay in him closing the door.
Clearly,
the boner was in the way.
Yeah.
So she talked to him the next day, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I really wasn't feeling well. You know, I was really lightheaded and blah blah blah." And so he said that one of his colleagues found him wandering around downstairs and had to take him to his room. So he was like really out of sorts. So she left this poor 100-year-old man in this hotel lobby to be victimized by God knows who. And
with a raging boner.
With a raging boner. So we're trying to figure out like, okay, did he have a stroke or, you know, just based on the symptoms she observed. So we called, we called up our favorite doctor, Dr. Webb, MD, and we like put the symptoms in. And so, well, something interesting we found in addition to stroke is that sometimes if you take Viagra,
a little blue pill,
the blood rushes from your head to your wiener.
To your
other head. Yes.
Yeah.
And so that would explain why he was lightheaded, why he was confused. He didn't have any blood flow going to his brain because it was all in his wiener.
Oh,
and if you're 100 and you're trying to score with a young lady, late 20s, early 30s, I'm thinking Paw may have popped two of those blueies. Like, because he wanted to be sure that he could perform. You know, you can't waste an opportunity like that. You know?
Wow. So you know what that says to me? He went through that entire night, including dinner and everything, with that raging boner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He probably woke up with that. He probably.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're the colleague that found him in the lobby and you have to like try to escort him and not be
impaled
with the
boner. Not be impaled by the boner.
Exactly. I feel like, dude, what have you been doing? That your trousers are barely fitting. This boner is like breaking out of your clothes. So yes. So that was the thing with Anna Nicole and her would-be rich lover that he almost died trying to have a romantic evening with her. Yeah.
So did they ever go out again?
They went out. They actually went on a trip together. He took her on a trip to play golf. And so it was the same thing. Like during the day, she said he was normal. It was whatever.
Lucid.
And yeah, and they played golf and they had a really nice time and whatever. And then in the evening, she said he started acting loopy. And she's like, I can't do this. This man is not going to die on top of me. I can't do this. I can't do it. So she didn't see him anymore after that.
What if he died under her?
That too. But really, I don't want to tell it wrong, but I want to say she said that she let him go down on her. And I think we were joking, like, oh, what if he had died like there? And then you're trying to scooch from underneath him and like, you know, try not to get scratched by his teeth or whatever.
Oh, but, every man's dream of how to go out. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Face first.
Before you bury me in the earth, bury me in some muff.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm poor guy.
He I know. Fine. All he wanted was just to get his boner wet.
Yes. Yeah. And I applaud him for putting in the effort. At least he didn't show up with some limp dick expecting her to do something with that. It's like, yeah. Dude, put in the work. Put in the work, you know? So
yeah, he put in some overtime.
He did, and it almost cost him his life.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, Anna Nicole, since this story, has Anna Nicole ever found her Prince Charming?
Anna Nicole found her Prince Charming and has since divorced him.
Oh.
And she's doing well. She's doing well.
Is she back? Is she back on the market looking for other eligible wealthy bachelors?
I think Anna Nicole is now just having friends who provide services and just friends with a capital F.
Yeah.
That, you know.
With financial benefits.
Yes.
And other benefits.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Hey. Yeah,
so she's strategic. Doing amazing. She's doing amazing.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I can't get the vision of old balls and his raging boner out of my head. I envision him wearing khakis. Like definitely khakis. No,
he was wearing a nice suit. He was some to do with the NFL. Okay. Like he played, you know, back with Ronald Reagan and the leather helmet. He was, you know, but he was now like on the administrative side and doing all the, you know, a mover and a shaker.
Okay.
But yeah, so he was very well dressed. It's just.
Okay. Well, God, thinking about the attire, I feel like the suit would camouflage the boner more effectively. So I think that was a solid choice on his plan.
Yeah. 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 So then you can kind of pull your jacket together. And just
kinda, with khakis, if, you know, especially if they've got like pleats or something. It's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can get tricky. And I will say this is not a part of the thing to say, because people always have so many follow-up questions after our episodes. I do want to address the halitosis. When they went to Florida, because she had mentioned it to him, like, hey, I think you need to see your doctor. This is before they went to Florida, that she told him over the phone, like, hey, I mean, you know, your breath's a little tart, and I think you may need to see your doctor. Something's wrong. So she did tell me that when they went to Florida, they got to the room, he was unpacking his stuff, and he pulled out a bottle of medicated mouthwash, and he was like, hey, hey. He's like, I saw my dentist, and he had like a gum infection.
Oh, wow.
That's why. Yeah, so she probably saved this man's life, because, you know, those infections, they can break off and like move throughout your body and kill you.
See, look at that. Oh, yeah. Public service right there.
Oh, she's doing public work. Yes, she's helping. Helping the county health department out to keep our communities, our elders safe in the community.
That's right. That's right. I love it. Oh my God.
Yes. Anna Nicole and Silas. Beautiful. I was trying to pick a name, Silas, that sounded old, but I dated someone in high school named Silas.
Did you?
And we would sing Elton John songs together.
I have never met anybody named Silas.
It's in the Bible. So if someone like from a religious family, they like those Bible names. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, Double D. That's amazing. So, I'm going to spend the rest of the day getting the boner image out of my head.
I think you're going to spend the rest
of the
day. Or
I'll keep it there. I don't know.
Trying to forget the boner. Not an old man boner.
Yeah.
You're going to be trying to forget that. You're going to probably brush your teeth 30 times before you go to bed tonight.
And floss.
And floss. And and maybe throw up once or twice just for the cause.
Oh my God. Yeah. I have a newfound appreciation for you as a human being with your puke and rally skills. I cannot believe you hung in there. I would have been like, deuces, I'm fucking out of here.
Freaking NFL. You think I'm going to let all those juicy NFL booties pass me by?
Hell no.
I was in it to win it. I was like, dude, yeah.
Oh, damn.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Double D. Well, this was amazing. It was like this was a twofer. We had a two for one. Thank you.
Yes, hey, I aim to please.
And please you do. Awesome. All right, my friend. Well, I guess we'll see you next week.
See y'all next week. And don't forget to send us a mail.
Email. We want your emails. We want your stories.
Yes.
Not to be confused with snail mail. I mean, you can try and snail mail us, but it probably won't ever get anywhere. So. All right, Double D. Until next week, my friend.
Yes. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast. Make sure you follow our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and this will ensure you don't miss out on any of the head-spinning STD madness. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at STD Podcast Story to make sure you get the full picture for each of our stories. Sometimes we get pictures to supplement our stories, and that's where you'll find them. You can also tweet us your thoughts about the stories at STD Podcast Story. And for the real heavyweights, if you'd like us to share your story, email it to us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com. Extra cool points if you supplement your story with pictures. Now, get out there, do some stupid shit, and don't forget to tell us all about it.